Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Jai Masi. God is good this evening also. He is with us. We are worshiping Him. We are singing song. We give thanks for all the time and all the situation. And we praise Him. We lift His hand. And we bring glory to Him. Really, it was heart-touching song we were singing. Thank you to all the worship team, Sister Linda. Thank God for the gift God has given to her, to the team of all the team members. Really, you have been used mightily by God. God, may God bless you. May God continually grow you. Make a blessing to these nations. Hallelujah. We have such nice people God has given us. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Used by God. You are available to Him. And this evening, I just like to share few things. I will show the pictures later. In Psalm chapter 100, verse number 4 says, it says that, come to the house of God with a thanksgiving heart. Yes, we need to come to His house, house of God, with a heart of thankfulness. I'll read the Bible verse here. Enter into His gate with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name. Really, God is good, and He is really worthy to be worshipped and worthy to be received our thanks. We always need to be thankful. And really, that's we need to have, as we are children of God, we want to be blessed, we want to be successful, we want to be healed, we want to be prospered. One thing we need to have, the heart. So let's see what the great man of God, Paul, he was having all the trouble. He was really tired and discouraged and all the troubles in the life. But when he saw the believers, as soon as he saw the believers, he really had the heart of thanksgiving. He thanked God. And then he was encouraged. The encouragement doesn't come anywhere. It is there. God has prepared there. We need to have the heart for this. Ready for this. Open for this. That's the reason the man of God says in Colossians chapter 1 verse number 3. Paul always, Paul has written many books, many epistles. And every epistle Paul mentions, I am thankful to you. I am thankful to God for you. We need to be thankful in the church, believers. We are believers here. We need to be thankful for our pastor. We need to be thankful for our fellow brother. Hallelujah. Yes. Let's be thankful for our wife. Let's be thankful for our husband. Always. Thankful for the children. Hallelujah. Yes. Let's say in your right side and left side, I am thankful to God for you. Can you say for this right now? Oh, can you say? Hallelujah. We are many times hearing and many times hard to practice. We need to practice it. God wants to bless through our practice. Hallelujah. Yes. And I know that Colossians chapter 2, verse number 7, it says, and be abound with, can you read in your, what version you read? And Colossians chapter number 2. And verse 7. 2:7. Rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding with thanksgiving. That means abounding means abundantly. Fully filled with the heart of thanksgiving. So Paul, every letter he mentions, be thankful. He's always thankful in heart, and he's always thankful to God for the believers. He's simply not writing the letter. He himself is practicing. He's practicing daily life. When Paul was in prison, and in the prison he was in there, and he was bound, he was put in one room, and he was in the clench, and he was not able to move his hand and leg, always tied together. And that time, he was thankful to God. He was praising God. We are singing, praising God, bring glory to his name. Not only good time, but in all the bad and difficult time also. Let's bring glory to his name. Because God wants to give us victory. God wants to give us success. God wants to heal our life, heal our body, soul and spirit. And God wants to heal many people through our life. How we can do? If we have the heart of thanksgiving. And God really wants to multiply our life through this. I am so much thankful to my wife, to God. And I just want to add a little more. When I was in Bible college, and that time, I was getting food for myself, but two sons and wife, they have to survive with my food, my meal, one meal. I was getting meal from cafeteria, and bring meal and at home with the one meal, whole family we eat, and see, you know, from that time, any time I have not seen that she's grumbling and, oh, I have no food, nothing, she's telling nothing. Because she's always happy with me. And she blessed my life because of that. When the graduation came, and everybody wearing the new dress. And I didn't have the shirt, but my friend's father, he brought one shirt, he gave to me, and I had new dress. And Sushila didn't have any dress, only one dress she had. She had to wash it and wear it every day. And she wanted to have a new dress on the graduation day to take a picture, but she didn't have, and she never had any complaint for that. She never complained. And God really always sees happy. And she still shares. And we didn't have food. We didn't have dress there. And she never missed the chapel in the chapel service, church service in there when I was there. It was there was no compulsory to go to chapel for her. But she never missed chapel. And after coming to college, she said, there was a heaven for me. I never had such a good life in Bible college with you. She always tells me, see, it blessed my heart. It blessed my life. When I hear this, it blessed my life. It is blessing to her also. And you know that when we have the heart of thanksgiving, in every situation, we are very strong. We are very courageous. Whatever situation comes, nothing can shake your life. Hallelujah. Because in the thanksgiving heart, when the thankful heart people are there, he is very close to God. They are walking with the Lord. God's presence is with them. No enemy can touch their life. No enemy can shake their life. Hallelujah. And we are worker. And we are friend of God. We are walking with the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And he always wants to be with us. He's Emmanuel God. So when we have the heart for this, God never leaves us. Never forsakes us. Many times we are not understanding this. When the bad situation comes, suddenly Satan wants to enter to our heart. He wants to enter to our heart and he wants to steal our thanksgiving heart. His name, you know that John chapter 10, verse number 10 says, Satan always, in him, he always wants to, he wants to steal our life. Steal, he's a thief. He wants to steal our thanksgiving heart. He wants to destroy, he wants to kill our life. How? He will not come and like a man and with a gun he will come and kill. He will take our heart. You know, steal our thanksgiving heart. Then we are empty. We are without weapon, without protection. Then it is easy. We are vulnerable to the death. So in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 18, it says, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 18 says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. You know what Christ Jesus likes? This will of God. What is the will of God? His will is to bless our life. His will is to prosper our life. His will is to give us victory in our life. When we have the thanksgiving heart, really everything he promised, it is going to happen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We are always thankful for our friends. They are with us in Nepal, difficult time when we travel to India. Oh, it was difficult. It was miserable there. And Sita Ronda said, oh, this is the country that, but never seen in them that grumbling. Always happy for this. Happy for this. God has been blessing their life. God has been answering their prayer. And yes, we every situation, you know that all the situation, we need to be thankful for this. I have experience in my life. I have experience. When I was 25 years old, that time I was just 3 years old believers. And that time recently new kinds of disease came in Nepal. In America, I don't think, but Nepal, it came disease was Japanese encephalitis. Have you heard of this? Japanese encephalitis is killing many people's life. And whenever the encephalitis is attacked, people really, they will die. There was no any medicine made for that. And if they will survive, they have to end up with a paralysis and some part of body they will have to miss. Definitely it was that. And most of the people will die. And the time I was really that the sign of encephalitis, the doctor and the people were giving everywhere. And it will start with a fever. And I felt that day, I was really attacked with that. And the midnight, I felt it very much, that severe fever. And I couldn't move my head. I couldn't move my body. I felt so, I'm really, it is obvious that I was attacked by Japanese encephalitis. At the time, what shall I do? I began to pray the time, and then I said, thank you, Jesus. At least I could save my soul. If I will die, I will come to you. Thank you, Jesus. I just said thank you only. After prayer, I just say, thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul, saving my life. I said, I just prayed and give thanks. I did not know after that. I went to sleep. The morning time, I wake up, I had nothing. Hallelujah. He just touched me. He healed me completely. Because he wanted to use me for his work. God gave me victory. With a thanksgiving heart. Yes. We need to really, when we have the heart of gratitude, it boosts our faith. Really, it boosts our faith. We are close to God. It boosts our faith. And by faith only, we can please God. We can make the Spirit of God to work on behalf of us. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So, you know, I would just like to share some of the things and some of the work the Lord has been doing in Nepal. Please, brother, can you show the picture I have given you? Start from the sequentially, from one. Yes. Yes. Can you switch up the light? Can you see the picture properly? Yes. Okay. Yes, you can see some mountain. I wanted to see some mountain here, there. This picture is from Dai Lake. This brother name is... This is Bam Bahadur. Bam Bahadur from Dai Lake. He was struggling and fighting with the evil spirit for many years. He was having fighting at home. Whole family was disturbed. And finally he was decided to suicide his life. And there was no hope for him. One young minister was there. Just 2 years ago he was saved. And there is nobody to work in that place. And he is working in that place. Tirtha Bahadur. He shared a gospel to him. He gave him gospel. And Jesus will give you hope. And Jesus will heal your life. He just said. And he opened his heart. And then they brought him to church. And they prayed for him. And Jesus healed him completely. Now in that place, because of his healing, many other people have come to the Lord. The new work have started to this Dai Lake place. It is Magar tribe. Like a Tharu tribe, they are Magar tribe people. Tharus are from plain and Magars are from mountains. And this is Magar tribe man. He is healed in Dai Lake by the touch of God. Amen. Yes. So can you show the picture, brother? The sister. Her name is Hira Magar. She's also Magar. She was crazy. And she was crazy for 8 years. And her family members tried to provide treatment and they were trying but could not do. She was keep on behaving and not living at home. And she was crazy for 8 years. And finally people of that place, they share the gospel in Dai Lake. She is also from Dai Lake. Not in that village, but other place. Of other part of Dai Lake. And when they brought her to church, and very hard for her to control in there. She was always breaking and beating. When they will come to pray, she was spitting on their face. Everybody's face, she was spitting. And Brother Dambari said, when he was praying, she spit inside the mouth. Inside the mouth she spit. Oh, terrible condition it was. It was fighting with the devil. But Jesus is faithful. He touched her life. And Jesus delivered her from that evil spirit. Within 1 week she is free. And now, you know that she's holding the tracks, she's sharing gospel to other lady. See the dice, she's holding gospel tracks. She's preaching gospel. It happened just 3 months ago. 3 months ago, I report. There are many, 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 many miracles I will share. Keep on telling you, 3 days we need to be here together. Always, yeah. 3 days session we need to have here. Yes. Yes, I just would like to share just recent report only, recent things. Yes. Can you, brother, show other picture? Yes. This man is Gaj Bahadur Magar. The remote area of Dai Lake. He was a mayor of his village. And he was a mayor of the village. And very, very popular. At the time, 7 years ago, his wife died. Because his wife died, he began to drink wine, alcohol, and began to drink and drink, and he ended up becoming alcoholic. And people would give him some wine and he would work for them. He wanted to work for the people because he was a mayor. And people wanted to work for them. They will give him some bribe of wine and he will work for them. And ended up that, you know, that he lose his credibility to become a mayor. And all the people were talking bad about him. And you know that he became alcoholic and he's not a good man. And then his life became miserable. And he was having disappointment and discouraged very much. Nobody liked him. Nobody liked to see him. So, 9 months ago, one brother, Tirtha, I told about you, and then he said the gospel to him, and Jesus will deliver you from this, all the things you don't like to be alcoholic. God wants to deliver you. And said the gospel to him. He came to church. He received Jesus. And Jesus delivered him completely from becoming that alcoholic. He no more trusts the alcohol now. He's free from alcoholism. 9 months passed and he became a good man. And people of the place, they want to make him again the mayor. So he's going to be new mayor now. He changed. He's a Christian mayor in that place. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yes. And he and other lady, I told about you that Hira and they, from other ladies there. And they are the believers there. And they want to start a school. A Christian school, that place. And there is no school. They want to start a school. And they made a phone call to Dunbar. And they made a phone call to me. And they really want to start a school. They say, ask me, what name shall we give for the school? And I just prayed. And I just told them, just give a new track. The new track school. So everybody in that place, they like the name of the school. So they want to start very soon. They are working on to start a school. They are asking me to pray. They ask me to help whatever way, financially or every area of the things. I want to help there. They want to start a school in that place. So a school is going to be there. The Christian, first Christian mayor, the first Christian school in the remote area of the Dalek district. Hallelujah. And God really will bring great transformation in the Magad tribe, in that area, and believing, and God is going to work for this. Amen. Amen. So, we need to have the heart for the thanksgiving. We need to have the heart of gratitude. Because God is working with us. God wants to work with us more. He wants to bring more blessing in our life. Can you share other picture, brother? This sister was crazy for many years. But her husband is in Nepal army. And this sister was sick at home. And her husband is working in Nepal military. And Nepal military sent him to Sudan. He lives in Sudan, a very remote place. And she is at home. And she is crazy. And husband is thinking that she will have always this life and miserable condition. But at home, and when people shared a gospel to her, she brought to church and she became a believer. God touched her life and God healed her. And then when husband made a phone call to her, and she was talking very well to her husband. And husband surprised, how it is happening? And she said, Jesus has healed me. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And husband in Africa, she is in Nepal. And husband is surprising. And how it is happening? Jesus has healed me. He gave me hope. And then you also need to be a big believer. And how can I be that? And you know, Pastor Dunbar, he made a phone call. Through phone, he made a call. And through phone, he led him in a sinner's prayer. He became believer now in Sudan. Yeah. Hallelujah. You know, there are no any believers in his department. He is in very remote place, but he found one other man, a Nepali man. He also is a believer. So together they are worshiping now in the, inside the, their company. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord is doing the work. As Pastor Jesse said, the Lord is working around the world. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. So he wants to bring blessing in our life. So please show other picture. Next one. Yes. This is Min Bahadur Buddha. His name is. He's also from Dai Lake. This turn now turn it from Dai Lake. And this brother is working in Nepal army. And he became crazy in Nepal army. As he was worker there, he became crazy there. And you know, the government provides all the facilities for the treatment. And he was sent to the mental hospital and provided treatment, but nothing happened. And finally, Nepal army sent him back to home. He was sent back to home and he came home, still crazy. And he was beating every person in his family. And he's chasing everybody. Nobody can leave it at home. He will beat everyone. Oh, very hard. All the family was suffering. Finally, himself, he disappeared from home. He gone somewhere. And nobody knows that where he has gone. His family member came home and then they were so disappointed. And he was in Nepal army. He was earning money for the family. Now he's lost his father, mother, his wife, children. They were all were disappointed. Finally, they got the gospel. Gospel was people of the Dai Lake church. They shared a gospel to him. And their family came to church. They received Jesus. And you know that the whole family, they began to pray for him. They began to pray for him. Because he was not at home. They prayed for 1 year. After 1 year, just before we come to Nepal, just 1 month before we come to Nepal, he came home, healed, and completely fine. He brought home. He came home healed. Amen. Jesus touched him. Amen. And he came to church. He received Jesus there. Amen. Hallelujah. Before coming to church, before he became a believer, his family were praying for him. God answered their prayer. And as Sister Rhonda said, we are the answer of some people. Yes, yes, he was answered and he's healed. Amen. So, God has been working. We need to have the heart for the ready for his work. And for this, we need to have the heart of thanksgiving, heart of gratitude. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So, you know, I just like to share one other lady that one lady and one brother. One just recent incident happened in Dang. Next picture, please. This boy is 6 years old. His name is Rajan Chowdhury from Dang. And he was terribly sick and unconscious, and his parents took him to hospital, and then finally hospital found there is water in the belly in intestine, and then all the intestine, what is called that, in the belly, was swollen, filled with water. They provided him the best treatment, but nothing was happening, and the doctor said it is very hard. That means whole stomach is destroyed inside, filled with water, and sent back to home. And he was unconscious, in coma. Finally, there was one sister in the church, and that sister was auntie of this boy's father. This boy's father's auntie was in believer. She said to this boy's father, "Brother, you know that Jesus has healed me from the heart. I was a heart patient. I was about to die. But Jesus has healed me. If you bring your son to church, Definitely God is going, Jesus is going to heal him. And after that, this boy's father, mother, they were in tears. They thought that he's going to die. They came to church. They received Jesus in Susania church. And they came on February 22nd. 23rd, Pastor David came to Nepal Ganj. And February 22nd, they came to church in Susania church. And they received Jesus there, the parents. After the parents received Jesus and all the with the parents, Pastor there, Pawan, and all the believers, they gathered, they prayed for the boys. They prayed for boys and they sent him to home. He was still unconscious. And next day morning, the boy woke up and began to walk, began to play with other children. You know that? And he asked the food, he ate the food. All the people around, their neighbors, they surprised. All their family members of the boy got saved. Yes. Hallelujah. It was just 22nd of February. This last 2 months ago. Yes. So the Lord wants to bless our life. He wants to hear our prayers. We need to have the heart of thanksgiving. Let's give thanks to Lord. What a wonderful God we have. A living God we have. He is working with us. He is answering our prayer. Let's be thankful to Him. Let's bring glory to Him. Let's invest our life for His kingdom. There is no other greater things, no other joy than investing our life for His kingdom. His kingdom is eternal. You are the people doing wonderful things. Doing wonderful things. God wants to bless your life. Let's be more thankful, continually thankful. Let devil not steal your heart. You know, that Bible, Proverbs chapter 4, verse number 23 says, heart is the center of our life. Heart. We need to preserve our heart. We need to preserve the thankful heart, not the bad heart, that thankful heart. Let this thankful heart continually grow. As Paul also saying, your thankful heart need to keep growing. Let's keep growing in thanksgiving. Let's growing in the work of the Lord. And God wants to always grow in our life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's pray. Let's pray and thank God. What a wonderful God He has. We have. What a wonderful God we have. He has been working. We continually pray for you, church. This Faith Temple Ministry, Pastor JC, Charlotte, and all of you are in our heart. We always tell our people and everywhere and wherever we go, they are asking, when American Tharu pastor is coming? They ask us every time. Many times they forget the name, Jesse Morris. American Tharu pastor, they remember. American Tharu pastor. You know, he's American Tharu pastor. And he is also great, really, that God has been working through his life. We have seen, and we have seen all of you. And last week, really, that you were working like one man. And what a great thing you have been doing. See, when you have the oneness and one heart and thanksgiving heart, nothing can defeat you.
Right.
Yes. So you are great people and great church. God continually wants to grow in you. God continually wants to grow this church. Hallelujah. Yes. I call Pastor Maurice. Please come. Let's pray for you. We want to pray for you. May God touch your heart. And may God continually grow in your heart. May God continually grow in your vision. May God continually give you the heart of thanksgiving. the heart of thanksgiving may continually grow in you. So it will bring the blessing in your life. It will bring the blessing in your children. It will bring the blessing to your neighbors. It will bring blessing to your whole the place and region. Hallelujah. Through your heart. From a small point. You know, the life begins with one cell. You know, one cell. Similar way, the blessing also begins from the small heart. Yes, the small heart. Many times we neglect. Many times Satan will make you to forget about this. But it is not a small thing. Let us not despise this thing. This is very, very important things to be having the art of thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Art of gratitude.
Amen.
This is very, very important for our life. Important for the blessing. Yes. Let not devil steal our thanksgiving heart. Yeah. We want to. We would like to pray for you. We would like to pray for you. Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Everyone, just
yes.
To you.